This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Not sure where Tim Roy was last night, regular Warriors radio guy, but on their broadcast, they were still having a blast at the Garden.
Jab step, driving baseline, underneath the hoop, to Moody, extra pass, Curry, catch it, shoot, right wing, three, rain dance! Warriors by two, timeout! Knicks!
Rain solid dance. Along Came Polly reference there.
Oh, is that
Seymour Hoffman.
Wow.
I mean, to me, that's what it sounds like.
You are one of the big movie quote guys.
Yes.
Can't get anything by you.
I mean, things slipped through the cracks here and there, but that seemed like an obvious one from that basketball scene in that movie.
Yeah.
When he's throwing up bricks and he's just yelling out words, including rain dance. So I think that's what that was, even though that was not a brick from Steph Curry. That was actually splashdown for him,
splash.
Right? There was a lot of that last night. That one gave them the lead in the third quarter, and they pretty much were in control from there on out. Outscored the Knicks by 20 in the second half, winning 114-102 at the Garden. Curry finished with 28, 9 assists, 7 rebounds. He's now 12-1 in his career at the Garden. On the other side, Tom Thibodeau's team sluggish and just 8 of 33 from long distance.
Missed shots, slow getting back, you know, so... got to play tougher than that down the stretch.
And, of course, play without Karl-Anthony Towns away from the team right now for personal reasons. Gio mentioned last hour Jordan Woods, his girlfriend, posting to X last night around 10 p.m., F cancer. So if you want to try and fill in the blanks there or speculate, the Knicks were unclear if he would be joining them for this five-game road trip, which begins tomorrow night against the Lakers, who did beat the Pelicans Tuesday 136-115. Luka and LeBron combined for 64, with the 40-year-old adding yet another NBA record to his ledger.
Luka moving right. Luka's still moving right. Cross court to LeBron. Three for 50,000. It's good. LeBron goes over 50K, and the crowd comes to its feet, and the Lakers lead 13-6. He did it on a three-pointer.
So 50,000 combined regular season, postseason, first player to do that in league history.
So if you, I can't do the math that quickly, but if you played every game, right, and you scored 20 a game, is that not roughly 1,600 points a season? Is that right? It would take him 35 years to do that. That
Say
goes
that
to
again,
show
now,
how...
20 points.
What is 20 points? I know he's averaged more than that.
Yeah. 1,640.
And he's got 50,000.
Both postseason included.
God. So that does add to him.
Yeah,
all right.
That's why he's the first to do it.
Even still.
Because he's played for as long as he has.
Just
he's been in the
playoffs.
A ton. Yeah, it's a lot of points. That's why no one's
Damn.
Ever done it before.
No, I get
it's
it.
It's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points.
It is a lot of points. It's a lot
of points.
A lot of points.
Yes. So he did that on his very first shot of the game, that three ball there early on with Luka Doncic assisting on it. Meantime, Nets beaten by the Spurs in San Antonio.
Here's Paul. Feeds Biombo. Out of the right side, Vassell a three. And it's good. Devin Vassell adding to his career high with 8 made threes. He's got 37 on the night.
Chris Carino here on the Fan. Yeah, they were not in the house last night.
He made 8 himself?
Apparently.
Wow.
Yeah. I was not familiar with his work.
No, me neither.
Yeah, well, me neither. 37 and 11 rebounds as the Spurs took care of the Nets, 127-113. Brooklyn's lost five in a row. They're now 21-40 on the season. Speaking of three balls raining in from all angles last night, the guy sitting to my left was subjected to a lot of that in West Lafayette.
Bailey had the rebound and lost it, and first gets it into the corner. Smith the three. Holy smokes. Kick it back out for Smith for an open three, and it's good. I mean, I'm almost calling it before it goes in. Smith into a three. Oh, come on. Wow. Hayes the rebound. Throw it back out for Martini. Pass it out. Stolen and taken away by Harris. And there is the two-hand dunk. To say good night.
Yeah, good night. 18 threes as the Boilermakers outscored Rutgers 50-30 in the second half.
No.
On their way to a 100-71 final. So the Scarlet Knights will wrap up the regular season schedule at home against Minnesota Sunday afternoon and then hopefully get themselves ready for the Big Ten tournament next week.
Yes.
Which is where, by the way, this year?
Indianapolis.
Okay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Okay.
I did see Noah Eagle last night.
Oh, nice.
So he had Ian doing the Knicks at the Garden, and I had Noah in West Lafayette doing the game on Peacock.
Yeah, I delivered Mets tickets to Noah and Ian Eagle back in, a long time ago at Astoria. He was a very tiny child at that point.
I'm sure.
And I remember Spitz says, hey, can you run these tickets out to Ian? He's waiting outside of Astoria. And I went out there, and I handed him the tickets through the window and had a quick conversation, and then Noah Eagle was sitting there in a booster seat.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Now going to be one of the faces of the NBA, I think, on right?
Isn't he?
Feel like an old-ass man, man.
He's 28 really now.
Yeah.
Noah.
Wild.
Yeah.
28.
Wow. 28, yeah.
Now, this is an in-the-weeds question, but when you had to go take the tickets out, did you go to the front entrance in Astoria or the upstairs?
The upstairs back entrance.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's not where, the long way.
That's where
he
Ian
to give
was,
you the shortcut.
Yep. Yep. He was waiting helpful. Right there.
That's
he
helpful.
He actually pulled up on the brick area, too, there, like that little thing, you know, where they had, it's where he was.
Excellent. Very good. Not very good. Kyrie Irving confirmed torn ACL, done for the year, which he suffered the other night in that game for the Mavericks.
What do you think their season tickets look like next year? For real.
Didn't they announce the price?
Yeah, so the team is it's a disaster. Kyrie Irving might not even play next season.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis is often injured. they sent Luka to L.A., and then they raised ticket prices. Do you think there's a dramatic, I'm out from the fan base?
There was a bunch of people that were already canceling their season subscriptions for, like, the rest of the year and next year, and I'm like, giving you money, and they were boycotting. I mean, that's what I never understood about. So Boomer and I would argue back and forth about this just, like, over and over again. Where he would say, well, if the trade, the rumor of the trade that would have gotten out with Luka, you know, this is the reason why he negotiated only with Rob Pelinka, because if the world knew about that, what type of backlash would you get from the fans? And I'm like, do you see what's going on now?
A lot of backlash.
When they traded him out of nowhere in the middle of the night to the Lakers, and you negotiated with one team and didn't put him out there? They're getting thrown out of the arena. They're boycotting. They're picketing. They're not going to games. There was apparently, I don't know, unjustified, but death threats to Nico Harrison. Like, what do you mean?
I can only imagine, because we've dealt with it here with the Jets, and I'm not saying they've had, and I wouldn't know this year to year, but there have been times there have been ticket price increases, and people call up and they're furious. I can only imagine if this was, let's say, the Knicks, and they got rid of Jalen Brunson. That was another one. I guess the Nico Harrison was the one that didn't re-sign Brunson, too. If the Knicks, out of nowhere, got rid of Jalen Brunson and a couple of others, and all of a sudden the guy you bring in is injured, and there's nothing left. And, oh, by the way, 10% ticket price.
Well, the Jets did that recently. Didn't the Jets
come off a miserable season?
I'm pretty sure they did, yeah. I'm pretty sure that
you might be right. I mean, I know they've done it all.
When have they
years.
Not had a miserable season?
Okay, fair enough. That's
and that's
a good
why
point.
Jared Allen can say what he said that we heard last
yes,
hour.
Who that's sucks? A very
oh,
good
yeah,
point.
The Jets. Okay. Let's do a little hockey here. UBS Arena. Islanders had a tough time against the Rangers the other night, but bounced back with a win over one of the top teams in hockey.
Minute 15 on the power play for Winnipeg. Morrissey to Scheifele. The Morrissey one time. Changed directions off a block. And
that's not the
way
right one. Ah, Jerry, I dragged over the wrong clip. Let's try that again, shall we?
Yeah. And a half gone here in the period. Stretch pass from Thompson and Nelson. Nelson finds it once. Simply call back again, and they score.
There we go. A little extra taste of Brendan Burke on MSG. Brock Nelson with the goal there. He added an assist in a 3-2 win over Winnipeg. Now, the Islanders are heading out west to play three road games ahead of the trade deadline. So, Brock Nelson, possibly a guy that could get moved between now and then. Could have been his final home game. So, he joined Shannon Hogan for the one-on-one on the bench right after the game.
Brock, I'm going there, my friend. I want to know how you're able to play a game like this that is up to your identity with everything going on right now and the noise and knowing what it means to wear this Islanders jersey for you.
Just worry about playing the game. That's about it.
You can hear the response from the crowd there, obviously. So they were giving him a bit of a tribute there just in case that was the last time they're going to see him.
A little emotional.
Yes, he was. Absolutely. For sure.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's Almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.